has is been the custom. The team has let me start. We've gone through our anticipated revenues for this year. Our requested, anticipated expenditures for this year, and we're about $4.6 million short of matching revenues with requested expenditures. So we're going through this with each officer as we do. The starting point, as we sent out an email that we're starting with, and then either working up or working down based upon where we can find those dollars, is looking at approving the 2012 approved budget plus 100% of the increases that we granted in mid-2012 fully for the year 2013. Have we got anybody out there, Dan?
Hello,
sir.
I don't want to leave him for the.
But then there's the resident who wanted to visit with me.
It's getting done.
Hey, why he's over here?
Can we loan him one? Anyway, if we look at what the approved line items were in 2012, it was $1,794,876. This is just general county revenue. This is in the sheriff's budget, not the jail budget. You get that figure in front of you?
Yep.
Now,
$1,794,800.
Right. Now, based upon what you turned into the auditor and what we come up with, we think that the amount of increases for salary for the full year of 2013 is a little bit more, I think, for those employees. Did I say that right?
I think so.
What number did you have? We have $64,792 increase. If we add that to the 1,794,800.76, we come up with $1,859,500, basically. I did not change this one up here. And we just have not, in any of the budgets, gone down through the lines until an officer comes in and sits with us to chat about anything that's in the budget or budget request. But tell me where we're at with this number, Rick, totally. Well, I'm talking about the total amount of requests with increases compared to what revenues that we had anticipated. We're still way, 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 way off, aren't we? I may have given Jim that long figure a while ago. It seems like for this, we're four.
Well, you want me to scrap this to your
cost. I was just going to give it. Must stop. We've got a lot more requested than we do have money available. Even if we go back to 2012 plus just salaries, and I think that figure is the $4.6 million. For the overall budget, Jim Kelly. So we're going to have some budgets that are going to have to back up from the point that was approved in 2012. A couple of them is going to be automatic, like the county clerk's office had a presidential election year. It's like three times more than, or four times more than what a normal year is.
All my salaries there, I don't have in there the I told Rick that I didn't have in the raises from mid.
Okay.
In that part.
Say that again. From
the mid year. I didn't have that figure in there.
Okay.
On that.
for your salaries, Jimmy, right now, with the raises that are there. Mm-hmm. And $1,541,892.76, if you can write that number down.
Okay.
$1,541,892.76. That is with the two employees you pay out of your special funds coming out of special funds here. Yes, we know that. And that was not.
So let's, I put a 3% pay increase in there. I didn't, because we really don't get any guidance on what's going to happen on that, so I didn't want to have nothing where we didn't have something in there if it was available.
With the deputies' increases that come through or via legislation or grant, I can't remember how that works.
Through funds we collect.
The... Is that a part of this budget, or is that in addition to?
No.
So that would be something that's in addition to.
Yeah.
Based. Okay. So, what that would mean is, I'm just trying to get this in my mind, so I talk out loud. If we were to say, here's the figure, then that money, we need to anticipate what it's going to be and include it because it would be.
We put that over in 114 as a grant, so we keep it separate in that line. We include. I think a portion of the benefits and everything is 10%.
So did we anticipate in there already this year, for this year?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You got a share of supplemental salaries right here.
And,
that's what I assumed that was.
That's what it is, but where I got the number from is a good question. We got to make sure I look at it here.
It's 114-0831.
And 112-251-20.
Well, yes, that's what was approved in 2012, but the actual through the end of last month was $46,965.62.
So that goes through June.
It'll be a complete year this year, I believe it or not.
I don't think so. It goes, I think, through June. That's the grant cycle. It started the first of June, has to run on through before we reapply again. And, of course, then you don't know what you're going to get when you reapply.
But you got one extension, though, didn't you, Jimmy? Didn't you tell us?
Well, it started...
You had your basis last year, and then we did get a full year.
It started as a six-month deal
to
get into the grant cycles... The year grant cycle
years,
and then we got a year,
which
will go on through this coming June.
So you need to look at that number and see if that's close, or have a little look at it and see if that's close number. We want to try to be close. What we lose match whatever the expense is.
Of course, you know what the expenses are now. That we only know that through June. We don't have a clue after that what it will be. What will be granted.
Right, but. Where you have placed it, how do you utilize that, Rick? If it's in 114.
What happens is when...
Where do you put the expenditure? Do you put it in 117?
The expenditure, I think, goes through 117, and she transfers it to this, and transfers the expenses to 114.10. And she transfers not only the salary from, she transfers some figures.
Benefits and everything. You're paid from by the grant.
Well, hold on. You said 114.
Yeah,
I don't even have that.
The expense is 114. That's where it ends up. That's where it ends up. I don't know whether she does it separately when she writes the check or whether she does it on a quarterly basis. I don't know. Do you know, Jim, whether they do it?
I don't know how you transfer it over here.
Does Linda do it on a quarterly basis? She does it on a payroll basis.
It's a monthly basis, is how it's billed and sent in.
Because done on a monthly basis, I'm sure Don has all the expenses to start with in 117, and then when she gets the workup for what actually she comes, transfers that expense to 114.
When you say transfers, at the end of the day, does it show as an expense in this 117, or does it just show as a journal entry? Well, how do you work
it? You take it out of there and put it 114, so it takes it out of 117 and puts it in 114.
Okay, so it doesn't show as an expense at the end of the year against the sheriff's budget. It shows as an expense in this 114.
That's right.
Okay.
And I guess we just need to match that line there with the revenue line. And if it comes in, we'll spend out everything we get a chance to spend there with the grant. If it doesn't come in, we won't have it. We won't spend it.
Let me, while you're here, before I forget it, and Rick, as a reminder to you, when we first started this process, we left all of these grant dollars out because we didn't know what was expended in 2012. We're talking about CopperTech grant, burn grants, grim, how do you pronounce that? There's a number of grant dollars that we have that come out in the way of revenues that I have no idea, and the Lost Acres Barnwell. Barnwell have worked on a couple of the big ones that we had.
Yeah, we got a TAG grant and a VEST grant. And then we've got the money coming from different things.
But I don't have them budgeted in as revenues, but I need to do that. And then also to show where we have this budgeted for the expenditures.
We don't have
it either way.
Which, of course, on the grants, you never know what.
No, we need to try to estimate as best we can. If there's some idea, if someone has an idea, tell them what you need to do.
But that's hard to do because I think the first year that we did this particular item on the salaries, he didn't get but a percentage of what we anticipated. Am I right? The 6 month period?
Well, on this, we didn't have any idea until like the end of January that we was going to get anything. And we didn't know for how long. So, yeah, it was
percentage down. It wasn't anywhere close to what you thought you were going to get.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think we ended up getting like 25% of what we was applied for or something.
We had two special appropriations in the amount of $400,000 each.
Right.
And the last one we were drawing still upon during this year, and I don't know if any of that is going to be forthcoming.
We've got $35,000 of that left, one of those left, that we just got an extension on that we will be expending this year.
That's on top.
Or we just applied.
You say this year you mean 2013?
2013, yes.
You said 025.
Yeah, the expense side is 114.50, 825.
I got it.
We also have in two JAG grants, we will have around 25,000. It's 24,000 something, close to right at 25,000 in those two JAG grants to spend in 2013.
If you get Linda to send me a spreadsheet. She's used to sending me a spreadsheet, though, so I can take care of those.
Because what he needs to do is we need to plug it down, both as an anticipated revenue and as an expenditure in your department. So.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the answers to any of those.
And if you want those on the expense lines, then we'll have.
We've already got them set up.
Linda's used to sending me those. If it's a new grant, she'll send me the numbers and I'll give her a expense on that. I think she'll know why.
Yeah, okay.
Do that. I know this is not the bright, cheery news you wanted to hear right out of the box, Jim. Uh,
Well, you know, last year...
As a matter of fact, I think when we get to the suggestion, we're probably going to end up not suggesting that people take less, but biting the bullet on what we have set aside. If I'm not mistaken, that's been the general consensus, maybe, possibly.
You know, last year, as I told you during the budget process, we would use a lot of our discretionary funds to fund stuff, but that wasn't going to be continually available. It's kind of a one-year deal if we could do that on. So, you know, we spent a lot of our discretionary funds last year that we won't have that available to us this year.
When you have coming up 926, probably will work out a little bit.
926?
That's your revolving.
Okay. The salaries, those you're talking to me, those salaries I can still maintain because I know what I'll have coming in on those. But see, we bought vehicles last year. We paid a lot of our office expenses and all of our equipment expenses, all of our equipment repairs. And
all that came out of special funds.
All out of special funds.
Because we couldn't run it through GCR.
Right.
I just
want
to make sure you understand.
Yeah.
How many people are we talking about in salaries that you have set up?
Two.
Two.
Yeah. And I think you feel like you can still handle the salary part.
I can still handle the salary part, yes.
The big concern is vehicles, that's the increase.
Yeah. Well, the vehicles are maintenance fees on, especially on like the Cody system and stuff. That maintenance agreement on that is a big one.
Can we just for a second, since we're talking about an agreement,